Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis, here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Να ταξιδέψω και τα λιμάνια και οι καβοί και οι καρδίγες μ' αφήσαν έξω. Μόνο για μένα είναι καράβι, δεν έχει πια. Να ταξιδέψω και τα λιμάνια και οι καβοί και οι καρδίγες μ' αφήσαν έξω. Αστέρια, αργή πολύ να ξημερώσει. Ο κόσμος ρήμαξε για μένα, καθώς απελπισμένα περπατώ. Μόνο για μένα είναι καράβι, δεν έχει πια. Να ταξιδέψω και τα λιμάνια και οι καβοί και οι καρδίγες μ' αφήσαν έξω. Μόνο για μένα είναι καράβι, δεν έχει πια. Να ταξιδέψω και τα λιμάνια και οι καβοί και οι καρδίγες μ' αφήσαν έξω.
That was Beba Blanche with an old classic kicking off this week's edition of Dialogos Radio. The title of that first track that we heard is Sto Karavi. This is Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek-American radio program which brings you quality music from Greece each week via our network of 6 radio stations in the United States, Greece, Australia, and online. I'm Michael Nevradakis, and I will be here with you for the next hour, playing more great music like the first song that we heard today. And in addition to bringing you this great Greek music, Dialogos Radio also brings you the weekly Dialogos interview series, where today we will be featuring an interview that you will absolutely want to stick around for. Today on our broadcast, we will be speaking with a Greek-American athlete who has accomplished incredible athletic feats, breaking numerous records, while also expanding the limits of human endurance. We will be speaking with the ultra-marathon man Dean Karanazis, who will talk about his athletic accomplishments and how he began running in the first place, as well as about his efforts to increase awareness of the health benefits of the Greek and Mediterranean diets, as well as the many dangers of childhood obesity. And he will also talk about a recent marathon which he organized in the Peloponnesus region of Greece, the Navarino Challenge, in which he ran and which he hopes to turn into an annual event. This interview with the ultramarathon man Dean Karanazis is coming up next, right here on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. The the Diálogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Diálogos Radio. Joining us today on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series is one of the world's most remarkable athletes, the ultramarathon man Dean Karnazes. He has been named one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time Magazine and has accomplished a number of incredible athletic feats. Dean, thank you for joining us today on our program.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. I always enjoy doing your show.
Dean, you've accomplished some incredible feats. You've run 50 marathons in 50 days in 50 states. You've run in the South Pole. You've run in Death Valley. And yet, you weren't always an athlete. You led what many would consider a normal life until, I believe, you were around 30 or so. So what changed and what led you to begin running?
I blame it on bad alcohol. But, you know, I used to love to run when I was a kid, and I remember running as just a great sense of freedom for me. I started running when I was 6 years old, running home from kindergarten, and I ran competitively when I was a freshman in high school. But then you're right, I stopped running altogether for over 15 years. And then I was in a nightclub on my 30th birthday, celebrating, as we do here in America on our 30th birthdays, by drinking a lot of alcohol. And at 11 o'clock at night, I said to my friends, you know, I'm leaving. And they said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go and run 30 miles tonight to celebrate my 30th birthday. And they, of course, laughed at me. They said, you're not a runner. You know, you've been drinking. What are you thinking? And I said, nah, you know, I used to love to run when I was a kid, and I want that intensity, that freedom back in my life. So I literally at 11 o'clock at night in San Francisco walked out of a nightclub on my 30th birthday and ran 30 miles straight through the night.
And I guess little did you know at the time what would follow and all of the different races that you would run in the next few years.
I had no idea that, you know, I just knew that it felt right, even though it hurt so bad to run 30 miles after not having run for so many years. It just felt right. And I thought, you know, the course of my life is being changed right now. I wasn't sure where it would take me, like you said, but I just knew at that point things were going to change. I was bored. I was a corporate guy, a businessman, and, you know, I had all the things that were supposed to bring me happiness that we hear about. I mean, I had a nice car. You know, I had a nice house. I had a nice paycheck. And I wasn't happy. I thought, you know, all this stuff that I thought would make me fulfilled wasn't doing it. There was something lacking in my life, and it all changed that evening.
Now, some of our listeners might be wondering, how do you prepare for these races? What is your normal workout routine like, and how do you gear up physically and mentally as well for all of the different races that you run?
Well, I think the one thing that is unique about me is that I've never lost the passion just for the art of running, just for the very freedom and just love of physicality that running brings to people. So while I do race and I do a lot of competitions, I also enjoy just going out on runs on my own, just, you know, running for 3 or 4 hours by myself through the hills here in Northern California, which is very much like the hills in Greece. And to me, that sort of just love of the art of running itself is what kept me in the game for so long, because so many of the competitors that I race against, you know, they suffer burnout. So they might last, you know, 5 or maybe 10 years, and then they don't like running anymore. And that's because they are always racing. For me, I'm doing both, you know, enjoyment, pleasure runs, fun runs, as well as races. And when I am racing, I am, you know, one thing I do, and this might sound kind of crazy to a lot of listeners, is I run regular marathon distance races as training runs for the longer ultra marathons that I really specialize in. So I might sign up, like I just ran the New York City Marathon, for instance, and some people think, wow, that's kind of the pinnacle of endurance sports is to complete a marathon. Well, you know, when I'm doing 100-kilometer, 200-kilometer races, a marathon seems kind of short. So I do a lot of marathons just as training runs. And then I also I run probably 5 or 6 days a week when I'm training, and I probably run upwards of 100 miles per week on a training week.
Recently, you came to Greece as part of the Navarino Challenge, and you ran a marathon in the regions of Arcadia and Messenia. Aside from the significance of running in your country of origin, the country where your parents are from, what was the message that you were trying to promote through the Navarino Challenge?
Well, one, it was a message of inclusion. So bringing people together of all levels and abilities to me was very important. So we had elite Olympic athletes there, as well as just everyday athletes, just joggers that were just going, everyone was going at their own pace, but we were all together and all celebrating in sport. And that to me is very Greek. The Olympics were conceived not as elitist athletes competing against each other, but places where the average citizenry could come out and compete and practice and train with elite athletes. So very much in that same idea of the ancient Olympics was the Navarino Challenge. And we also wanted to really highlight the importance of physical activity and good diet as far as lifestyle. Here in America, as you know, we have a tremendous problem with obesity and inactivity, especially amongst our youth. And Greece is facing that very same problem. And I was hoping to kind of issue a wake-up call that it's not too late to change, and a great journey starts with a single footstep. So, you know, we just encouraged everyone to come out there, no matter if you were just taking up jogging or if you were an Olympic marathoner, come out and join in the celebration of sport and good nutrition.
And of course, you are also a major proponent of the Mediterranean diet, something which you tried to highlight through the Navarino Challenge. How does the Mediterranean diet prevent childhood obesity and in general promote a healthy lifestyle?
Well, that's a good question, and I think I should delineate between, you know, traditional Mediterranean diet, which is the diet I prescribe, versus kind of the current Mediterranean diet, because you know now a lot of the foods that the Mediterranean people eat are not so healthy. But to me, I am through a process of elimination, so I really tuned into the foods that I eat and how they make me feel. Do foods that I eat make me feel energetic and lively, or do they make me feel tired and lethargic? Do foods that I eat enhance and improve my performance, or do they hinder and slow down my performance? And through a process of eating those foods that helped and eliminating those foods that didn't help, I came to a Mediterranean diet, a very traditional Mediterranean diet. And I thought, it's so funny. I've gone back to my roots after experimenting with every possible diet on the planet. It's come to the Mediterranean diet as the most healthy and most beneficial for both general feelings of health as well as sports performance. So I very much advocated this type of diet both here in America and to Greeks.
And what does the traditional Mediterranean diet consist of for you?
Well, thankfully, I live in a little town called San Francisco, so seafood is really important in the Mediterranean diet, and it's very important to me. So fresh fish is a very important component. Along with that, there's lots of fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, and there's olives and olive oil, so fats from monounsaturated sources such as olive oil, which is one of the healthiest fats on earth. Lots of vitamins and minerals through good food, natural food, unprocessed food. So I don't eat anything that comes out of a bag. I mean, I primarily eat food that you could pick in a garden, as well as food that you could catch while swimming or, you know, in the ocean. And that's basically the constituents of a Mediterranean diet. It's a very simple diet, but I also use quite a bit of spices in my diet. So paprika and oregano, basil, as well as fresh squeezed lemon. So it's not a bland diet at all. It's a very tasty diet.
We are on the air with the ultramarathon man, Dean Karnazes, here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Dean, you have said in the past that you were influenced by the ancient Greek hero Philippides, who ran from Marathon to Athens to announce victory. What was it like to run these races in Greece as part of the Navarino Challenge, and indeed to start the marathon from the birthplace of your father?
It was very spiritual for me. It was a very moving experience to go to the place of my roots and see it as it was when my grandfather was there, and even his grandfather. Little has changed in the area that my family is from. And the other thing that struck me is how magical Greece really is. It's hard to describe. I mean, when people ask me, what was it like? I can't do it in a single soundbite. There's something magical about the air in that region, especially in the Messenian region. It has to do with the interplay of light, of the sunshine, of the humidity, of the the saltiness, the salinity of the air, you know, the quality of the air. There's just something about it that makes you feel vibrant and alive. When I got to this place, I just felt so alive and so vibrant, as though it's where I belonged. And it was strange to visit a place that I had never been to before, but I knew that my ancestry had come from, and to visit that place after so many years and feel like this is right where I belong. I finally feel at home and very comfortable being here. So it was quite a spiritual experience for me, as well as a great celebration.
And how did the local communities in Arcadia and in Messinia respond to the Navarino Challenge and also to your visit personally as well?
Both were overwhelming. The people were so warm and cordial, and they so invited me into their hearts and into their souls. So I was very welcomed. I felt like I was among kindred spirits. I felt like these were my people. And not only am I speaking about the runners and the athletes, but just the town folk. So any place we ran, all of the people came out to the village and celebrated. There was hundreds of people, spectators, everyone cheering, you know, handing out food and refreshments. So it was really a great celebration, I think, of Greek heritage, as well as some great people involved. So it was just quite a memorable experience and something I won't forget for the rest of my life.
Now, from what I understand, the ultimate goal is to make the Navarino Challenge an annual event. Is that correct?
Yeah, so this was the first year, and for an event to be that successful the first year is quite amazing. And I think, you know, in years to come, it's going to be even more spectacular.
And last time that you were on our program, which was a couple of years ago, we were still known as Austin Hellenic Radio at the time, you had shared another goal of yours, which was to ultimately run a marathon in every country in the world. Have you made any progress towards this goal?
It's still a goal. It's still a dream. And I will say that it's a trickier proposition than when I had thought of when I initially conceived it. So it is moving forward. I'm working with the UN and the US State Department, still trying to get all of the passports and permits required to enter every single country. So it's been a long process. It will happen. It's just taking a little bit longer than I thought it would.
Now, in closing, you're someone that has faced many challenges in your life. What message would you like to send to our listeners, and in particular to the people of Greece, as they face one of the most challenging times in the country's history?
Well, I don't want to get preachy to the people of Greece, because it's hard for me, you know, being here in America with a stable career, to say be strong and persevere through this hardship. But I will say that during my visit to Greece, I was encouraged by what I saw. I thought, you know, from the news we see here in America, it looks much worse than what I encountered. Even the people that have been displaced and out of work, they still have a spirit about them, a positive spirit and hope. And I think that as painful as the process is in Greece, it will make the Greek people stronger. I've learned as an athlete that adversity makes you stronger. Hardship makes you emerge tougher on the other end. So my message to the Greek people is to be strong, is to stay the course, is to remain optimistic and positive. I will say that here in America, Greece is still viewed as a magical and mystical place. Greek people are still held in very high regard and with high esteem. So I don't think anything has been lost in this crisis. I think that something had to change. It's clear from looking at the economic reports that Greece could not stay on the same path they were on. And I think as difficult as this transition has been, I think Greece will come out of it stronger and better. So that's my hope. And I'm going to do everything I can to help that dream come true.
Well, Dean, thank you very, very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Galagos Radio, and best of luck with all of your continued endeavors.
Well, thank you, and I hope I see you and many, many others at the Navarino Challenge next year in 2014.
Attention iTunes users, the Galagos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to the Galagos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. That was this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio, where we just heard an interview with the world-renowned athlete and ultramarathon man Dean Karanazis. The podcast of this interview will soon be available alongside all of our other podcasts on our website, dialogosmedia.org, also in iTunes, in TuneIn.com, in the Swell Radio app for iPhones and iPads, in the Nobex Radio app for BlackBerry devices, and in the Windows Marketplace for Windows phones and for the Windows 8 operating system. And in addition, you can also find our podcasts in the official Diálogos Radio app that is available for Android devices. It is newly updated and it is freely available in the Google Play Store. And now we also have an app available for the Amazon Kindle as well. It is freely available and you can get it from the Amazon Marketplace. And through our website and our mobile apps, you can find out more about what is coming up on Diálogos Radio. You can hear our old broadcasts on demand. You can read our articles. And you can listen to our non-stop online radio station, Diálogos Radio, 24/7. All of that and more is available online at dialogosmedia.org. But for now, though, we'll get back to some music here on Diálogos Radio. And later in today's broadcast, I'll be announcing what's in store next week for the special holiday edition of Diálogos Radio.
Για κοίτα κόσμενα κόρμι που μπήκε μες στο μαγάζι. Αμάν πάσα μου θα τρελαθώ ως και τα ρούχα μου πουλώ. Λάχταρο να σ' αγκαλιάσω και το νου μου ας τον χάσω. Έλα πάμε στον οντά μου, ναι ματιά μου. Να σε σφίξω, να σε λιώσω κι ό,τι έχω να στο δώσω. Μη χαλάσεις την καρδιά μου, ναι ματιά μου. Σαν το δικό σου το κόρμι άλλο δεν έχω ξαναδεί. Ξύπνα το πόθο στην καρδιά και μου φουντώνει το σέβδα. Λάχταρο να σ' αγκαλιάσω και το νου μου ας τον χάσω. Έλα πάμε στον οντά μου, ναι ματιά μου. Να σε σφίξω, να σε λιώσω κι ό,τι έχω να στο δώσω. Μη χαλάσεις την καρδιά μου, ναι ματιά μου. Και το νου μου ας τον χάσω. Έλα πάμε στον οντά μου, ναι ματιά μου. Να σε σφίξω, να σε λιώσω κι ό,τι έχω να στο δώσω. Μη χαλάσεις την καρδιά μου, ναι ματιά μου.
Κι όμως ένα Καρύ παλικάρι δεν μπορεί να κοιμηθεί.
Σαν ήρθε το πρωί και μη σκέφτης ότι για με δεν ήσουν όνειρο και μη νοιάστης τι θα απογίνω στη ζωή. Λοιπόν να σε σκεπάσω, κάνει απόψε τόση παγωνιά και τα μάτια κλείσε να περάσω σαν σκιά στη μαύρη λησμονιά. Πες πως μαντάμωσες μια νύχτα σ' ένα όνειρο,
πες πως με ξέχασες σαν ήρθε το πρωί. Και μη σκεφτείς ότι για με δεν ήσουν όνειρο, και μη νοιαστείς τι θα απογίνω στη ζωή. Λα 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 λα. Και μη σκεφτείς ότι για με δεν ήσουν όνειρο, και μη νοιαστείς τι θα απογίνω στη ζωή.
Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. We just heard an old Greek classic by Stamatis Kokotas here on the Dialogos Radio titled Pes Pos Me Andamoses, while prior to that we heard Yannis Poulopoulos with Nikhtose Choris Fegari, and that set of music began with Dukisa singing Yakita Kosme Ena Kormi. This is our second to last broadcast of the year 2013, a year that feels like it absolutely flew by, at least for me. Next week we'll be closing out the year with a special holiday broadcast and feature that will be lots of fun and which you will not want to miss. Want to find out what it is? We'll be announcing it in just a bit here on the Dialogos Radio, but for now though, keep it locked in as our musical journey continues starting now.
Μέσα στη ζωή, όποιος έκλαψε σαν μικρό παιδί, τώρα τίποτα πια δεν σου ζητά, μόνο στον ήρω θα σ' αναζητά.
Το χέρι να έχω σύντροφο. στο περιθώριο να επιμένω. Είμαι κουτό, όλα τα ίχνη μου θα εξαφανίσω. Δρόμο θα αλλάξω και θα χαθώ. Μ' ανησυχώ για σένα, ανησυχώ. Αν σ' αγαπάνε οι άλλοι όπως εγώ, τρέμω κακό, μη πάθεις όπου πας. Εγώ σε νοιάζομαι κι ας με πουλάς. Αφού με βγάζεις απ' το παιχνίδι, το πήρα απόφαση οριστικά να σε διαγράψω απ' τη ζωή μου. Να μην γυρίσω ποτέ ξανά. Μ' ανησυχώ για σένα, ανησυχώ. Αν σ' αγαπάνε οι άλλοι όπως εγώ, τρέμω κακό, μη πάθεις όπου πας. Εγώ σε νοιάζομαι και σε με πουλάς. Ανησυχώ για σένα, ανησυχώ. Μην πέσεις στην παγίδα όπως εγώ. Μην μείνεις μόνος σου και μην πονάς. Εγώ σε νοιάζομαι κι ας με πουλάς. Κερδίζεις, μα στην ουσία σε μένα η τύχη χαμογελάει. Είναι μια δύναμη που με φυλάει και σε ψηλιάστηκα πριν αναργά. Μ' ανησυχώ για σένα, ανησυχώ. Αν σ' αγαπάνε οι άλλοι όπως εγώ, τρέμω κακό, μην πάθεις όπου πας. Εγώ σε νοιάζομαι κι ας με πουλάς. Ανησυχώ για σένα, ανησυχώ. Μην πέσεις στην παγίδα όπως εγώ. Μην μείνεις μόνος σου και μην πονάς. Εγώ σε νοιάζομαι κι ας με πουλάς. Μ' ανησυχώ για σένα, ανησυχώ. Αν σ' αγαπάνε οι άλλοι όπως εγώ, τρέμω κακό, μην πάθεις όπου πας. Εγώ σε νοιάζομαι κι ας με πουλάς. Ανησυχώ.
Όλη μου τη ζωή κρυβόμουνα γιατί το θέλα, μα φοβόμουνα να φύγω. Κάποτε αγάπη έλεγα αυτή την ενοχή, μα τώρα με εκδικείτε λίγο λίγο. Όλη μου τη ζωή μου βγαίνει η ψυχή, κάτι να θυμηθώ, κάτι να αρχίσω. Να είναι καλοί οι φιλικοί λογαριασμοί και να μην χρειαστεί να τα σκαλίσω. Κάτι να θυμηθώ, κάτι να αρχίσω. Μου μάθα να μισώ, να αρκούμαι στο μισό, να χάνω, να κερδίζω, να ποτάρω. Να παίρνω διαταγές, να σπάω επιταγές, σε κάθε ευκαιρία να κορνάρω. Να σφίγγω τα λουριά με τόση μαστοριά, να βρίσκω μία λύση στο ποδάρι. Να κλείνω τα πατζούρια και μόνη συντροφιά,
να σφίγγω πιο πολύ το μαξιλάρι, να βρίσκω μία λύση στο ποδάρι. Όλη μου τη ζωή μια δεύτερη γρυφή, αγέννητη ζωή μ' ακολουθούσε. Δεν κοίταζε στα μάτια, δεν ήταν φορτική, δεν μίλαγε μα όλα τα ζητούσε. Μια θάλασσα μικρή μ' ακολουθούσε. Όλη μου τη ζωή μια δεύτερη κρυφή, αγέννητη ζωή μ' ακολουθούσε. Δεν κοίταζε στα μάτια, δεν ήταν φορτική, δεν μίλαγε μα όλα τα ζητούσε. Μια θάλασσα μικρή μ' ακολουθούσε. Να 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 να.
Take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. This is the Dialogos Radio with Michael Nevradakis, the weekly Greek-American radio program which comes to you on 6 radio stations across 3 continents. We just heard some more great music here on the Dialogos Radio with Yannis Kotsiras singing a song titled Efapax. Before that, we heard Eleni Dimu with Anisicho, while we started out that selection of songs with Dimitra Galani singing Aspro Peristeri. Earlier in today's broadcast, we featured, as part of this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series, a special interview with an extremely accomplished athlete of Greek descent, the ultra-marathon man Dean Karanazis. And if you just tuned in and missed the interview, or if you'd like to hear it again or share it with others, the podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, and everywhere else where our podcasts can be downloaded from, including iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Nobex radio app for BlackBerry devices, the Swill app for iPhones and iPads, and also in the Windows Marketplace, and last but not least, in the official Dialogos Radio app that is available both for Android devices and also for Kindle Fire devices. We'll go into a final set of music now here on Dialogos Radio, and when we return in a few moments, I'll share details about what is in store on next week's extra special holiday broadcast of Dialogos Radio, a broadcast that will be lots of fun and that you will definitely want to tune in for. That is coming up in just a few moments here on Dialogos Radio.
Περνάει το τρένο της αγάπης μια φορά και δεν γυρνάει. Μια περιπέτεια, μια αγάπη μικρή, μια ιστορία γλυκιά και πικρή, ένα φεγγάρι που ζει μια βραδιά και ένα πικρό έχει για. Μια περιπέτεια, μια αγάπη μικρή, μια ιστορία γλυκιά και πικρή, ένα φεγγάρι που ζει μια βραδιά και ένα πικρό έχει για. Μια περιπέτεια, μια αγάπη μικρή, μια ιστορία γλυκιά και πικρή, ένα φεγγάρι που ζει μια βραδιά και ένα πικρό έχει για. Μια περιπέτεια, μια αγάπη μικρή, μια ιστορία γλυκιά και πικρή, ένα φεγγάρι που ζει μια βραδιά.
Πια η ζωή σας στρωμένο χαλί θα συμβιβαστεί με ένα βλέμμα ζεστό σε έναν κρύο καιρό που θα φορέθει και σε ένα χάδι πιο φτηνό κι απ' τη δραχμή, με την αλήθεια της το ψέμα θα φέθει. Το φως και σου ζητώ σε ένα όνειρο μέσα να μπεις να σε δω, μα δεν μπορώ να κοιμηθώ γιατί φοβάμαι μη τύχει εσένα να ονειρευτώ. Η ζωή σε μια πίστα σιωπής θα προσγειωθεί με δυο λόγια απλά δίχως μυστικά θα ξεκλειδωθεί και σε ένα τέλος δίχως μέση και αρχή, με την αλήθεια της το ψέμα θα φέθει. Μέσα να μπεις να σε δω, μα δεν μπορώ να κοιμηθώ γιατί φοβάμαι μη τύχει εσένα να ονειρευτώ. Πάει καιρός που σβήνω το φως και σου ζητώ σε ένα όνειρο μέσα να μπεις να σε δω, μα δεν μπορώ να κοιμηθώ γιατί φοβάμαι μη τύχει εσένα να ονειρευτώ.
Μ' αυτά τα μάτια που έκαινε είμαστε εμείς. Δυο αμαρτίες που τα λένε ερωτάς. Στο σώμα σου θα βρεθώ.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. That was Stefanos Korkolis, who we just heard a moment ago here on Diálogos Radio, singing a song whose lyrics contain both Greek and Italian. Se Thelo was the title of that song, while right before that we heard Melina Aslanidou with a song titled Pai Keros, and we started that set out with Aleka Kanelidou and a song from the late 80s titled Mia Peripetia. With just a few moments left to go on today's broadcast, it's time to share what is in store on next week's edition of the Galois Radio. Next week's broadcast will be the final broadcast of the year, and it will be the special holiday edition of the Galois Radio, where we will be closing out the year in style with an interview and feature that will allow us to close out the year on a high note and with more than a few laughs. We will be speaking to the Greek-Canadian comedian Angelo Tsaroukas, who has steadily made a name for himself in the world of comedy, and who recently performed for the first time in Athens, Greece, in front of a sold-out audience. We'll talk with Angelo about his life, his comedy, his recent show in Athens, and much more, and in addition, we'll feature some of his comedy on our broadcast as well. All of that, plus some special music to close out the year on a festive note, will be heard on next week's broadcast of the Galois Radio, our final broadcast for this year. For today, though, we'll wrap up our broadcast with one final song, a beautiful song by Yorgos Zambetas titled Gia Peristeria. Thank you for joining us once again this week here on the Galois Radio. We'll be back again one week from today, same time, same place. See you then.
Σύννεφο και ένα άσπρο σύννεφο εκεί για να σε βάλω. Και χίλια περιστέρια να σου φιλούν τα χέρια και εγώ να σ' αγαπώ, και εγώ να σ' αγαπώ. Εδώ μια της φωνέ να λέω το όνομά σου και από χίλια αρώματα και από χίλια αρώματα έφτιαξα τα ρώμα. Χίλια περιστέρια να σου φιλούν τα χέρια και εγώ να σ' αγαπώ, και εγώ να σ' αγαπώ. Πήρα τον αστεριό το φως Ζαφίνα σε ντύσω. Την αγκαλιά μου άνοιξα, την αγκαλιά μου άνοιξα εκεί για να σε κλείσω. Και χίλια περιστέρια να σου φιλούν τα χέρια και εγώ να σ' αγαπώ. Και χίλια περιστέρια να σου φιλούν τα χέρια και εγώ να σ'